For the past 3 months, global oil prices have been going down while food prices keep rising. Some technocrats believe the trend calls for Ghana and other developing countries to consider revamping their agricultural sector to ensure balanced economic development. The president of the Ghana Agriculture Chamber of Commerce, Philip Abayori, said government needs to target massive irrigation and invest in mechanization to propel development to further reduce poverty and hunger. He spoke to George Ankra.
I think we should really look into agriculture seriously and then emphasize in developing the sector to be able to generate employment and also to, guarantee our food security and also be able to transform it to a sector that will be able to technically employ a lot of youth and also strengthen the economy of our country. If you look at the current position, oil prices have fallen drastically, and go to a country like Azerbaijan, it depends on almost 70% oil for its budget, and you realize that they are in serious difficulty and all their foreign reserves have to be used again to prop up their currency. And the rest of the oil countries across the world are suffering greatly. This is the reason for us to rethink quickly to look at the agricultural sector and then ensure that any resources that we have, we can expand it and then make it our source of hope.
Have you been able to assess the reason why oil price is falling?
Yeah, I think it's very common knowledge that countries that used not to have oil now have a lot of oil. And previously, when oil, there were just a few countries that had enough oil. Now, currently, you look at in Africa, a lot of the countries have. We, in Ghana, for instance, used to buy hot oil and we didn't have any oil resource. Now we have. Nigeria has. Almost all the countries within Africa have found a lot of oil.